Russ Mothershead watches a backhoe scoop bucket after bucket of fertilizer from a barge, dumping the dry white crystals into a semi-truck. As soon as one truck leaves, another takes its place. More trucks are waiting for their turn.
With the spring planting season coming on, the big demand usually starts around early February. So whatever products we can get in and get in the physical hands of the end users, at least it'll be available till we see what happens over the next 6-8 weeks.
Mothershead is the owner of Midwest Agrochemico. Tall, silver-haired, and no-nonsense, he's built like a basketball player. Here at this port near Cape Girardeau, Missouri, he's working overtime, bringing in extra shipments of fertilizer now. About half the country's fertilizer comes from domestic plants, many of them near natural gas sources in the Gulf South. The other half comes from overseas, and much of it enters the country at New Orleans.
Canada, Russia, Israel, Egypt, the Middle East supplies a lot of our nitrogen products in the past due to the cheaper gas available to make nitrogen.
Once fertilizer leaves ports, it heads to people like Joe Kilgus. He's the director of plant food sales for Growmark, an ag supply cooperative based in Bloomington, Illinois that sells 3 million tons of fertilizer annually. His company has been dealing with the low river level situation since the summer by stocking up.
We know the demand's there. It's just typically we probably would have waited a little bit longer to bring in some of the supply to be a little bit more sure of actual demand. Where this year it was, let's go ahead and err on the safe side and get it up there.
Fertilizer is big money. It's a $15 to $18 billion industry, and the river provides the cheapest way to get it where it needs to go. One barge hauls 1,500 tons of fertilizer, and each towboat, during normal river conditions, averages 15 barges. That is a lot of fertilizer.
That's where it gets really tough. Essentially, we don't have any other viable options.
That's Kathy Mathers, vice president for the Fertilizer Institute. She says, physically, there are options, like trucks or trains. But at the end of the day, those options don't work out.
Trucks are a possibility, although a much more expensive possibility. And the farmer would really feel that in his or her pocketbook.
Mathers calls rail a non-option because there aren't enough rail cars available to pick up the slack. And then there's the cost. It's about $10 to transport a ton of fertilizer on a barge, compared to $25 on rail and $50 on a truck. Chad Hart is an economics professor at Iowa State University and a grain market specialist. He says fertilizer prices haven't responded to this yet, but, he adds, they will.
Last time we really had problems like this would have been Katrina. And when you look at, you know, how Katrina gummed up the system, we saw increases on the fertilizer side of $100 to $200 a ton. So it was something that producers definitely felt.
The barge and fertilizer industries want the Army Corps of Engineers to release water from Missouri River reservoirs to help keep tows afloat on the Mississippi. For a variety of reasons, the Corps won't do that. But they are moving forward with plans to blow up dangerous rock outcrops in southern Illinois that could snare barges. By their own admission, the Corps has little capacity to improve the situation. If the drought continues into next year, that could leave farmers and the folks that ship their products high and dry. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Jacob McClelland.